Exclusive: Sarah Huckabee Sanders is first sitting governor to endorse Byron Donalds for Florida governor. By Jasmine Jordan on January 14, 2026. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has officially endorsed U.S. Representative Byron Donalds in Florida's 2026 gubernatorial race, becoming the first sitting governor to back the Naples Republican. Byron Donalds is tough, tested, and unafraid to take on the radical left, Sanders remarked exclusively to Breitbart News. He fights for families, stands up for law enforcement, and will never cave to the woke mob. He's committed to making Florida safer, stronger, and more affordable for families and seniors. I'm in full agreement with President Trump. Byron Donalds is the proven America First conservative fighter and clear choice to lead Florida into the future. The endorsement from Sanders follows a string of recent successes for the Donalds campaign. His team announced a record-setting $45 million raised over the course of 2025, including $13.1 million in the fourth quarter alone. According to Florida Politics, the total exceeds that of any gubernatorial campaign in Florida history at this point in the election cycle. The campaign attributed the Q4 haul to over 8,000 donors in the final 3 months of the year. Donald's chief strategist Ryan Smith stated, "Byron Donalds enters the 2026 election as the proven Trump-endorsed conservative fighter ready to unify Florida Republicans, crush the Democrats, and deliver on an affordability agenda to lower costs for working families, seniors, and young people." The Donalds campaign's fundraising success has been matched by strong polling numbers. A December 8 to 9 survey by the American Promise showed him leading the Republican primary field with 38% support among likely GOP voters. That advantage widened significantly once voters were informed of President Donald Trump's endorsement, with Donald's support rising to 50%. His nearest rival, Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins, who has not officially entered the race, trailed at just 9% in the base poll and dropped to 7% when Trump's support was factored in. Donalds has continued to attract support from a wide range of influential figures. Endorsements include Senator Rick Scott, RFL, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, Representative Jimmy Patronize, Donald Trump Jr., Elon Musk, golf legend Phil Mickelson, and the late Charlie Kirk. He has also gained the backing of at least 15 top Florida sheriffs, 17 members of Florida's congressional delegation, and 75% of the Republican caucus in the Florida House. In a post shared Thursday, Donalds announced he had earned the endorsement of Turning Point Action, writing, "Charlie Kirk's legacy lives on through this incredible organization, and I'm grateful to have their support in my campaign for governor of Florida. Together, we will take the Sunshine State to the next level." Last year, Trump, in a statement of support, called Donalds a total winner who will fight tirelessly to secure our border, stop migrant crime, strengthen our military, protect our vets, restore our economic power, advance American energy dominance, and defend our always under siege Second Amendment. Donalds has emphasized that his campaign builds upon Florida's conservative legacy established by outgoing Governor Ron DeSantis, who is term limited. Speaking to Breitbart News throughout the campaign, Donalds has framed himself as the candidate to keep the trains going, echoing his commitment to preserving and enhancing conservative governance in the state. "Governor DeSantis has led our state tremendously, and now it's taking all that success and then now building upon it," he said.